Dungeons & Drimbus is rated R for rude language, rough violence, and raunchy humor.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
I do declare, here's what happened previously on Dungeons and Drimbus. Having both been locked up, the gals do their best to find a way out of the cell. They resort to some carefully planned deceptions through the use of message through the cell wall, attempt to get the reclaimers to call Hagatha, and ultimately give them a partial truth. Still locked up, they get visited by a disappointed Kristoff, who offers to go find Hagatha for them. After a few days, they hear a strange commotion before the raptors appear to free them from their cells, along with a crazed Michelle Crichton, as Jessamine lies dead on the floor, and Joe, Stacy, and two more reclaimers ready for battle. I do declare, Your Honor is back in session.
Jessica.
Yeah?
You emerge from your cell, a blink raptor by your side. To your right, you see Michelle standing by the base of the stairs, an injured raptor by her side. And to your left, you see Barb emerging from a cell with a third raptor, also injured. Just past Barb is a bleeding Stacy. Dead on the floor, you see Jessamine. And in the center of the room, facing you head on, is a bloodied Joe. Two reclaimers behind him and a third rushing down the stairs. Michelle's frazzled hair comes down over one eye and she smirks at you. This is going to be good. As Joe grips his longsword with both hands.
No more mercy.
Roll for initiative.
No more mercy.
I love, there's been mercy. Where's she been the whole, I have never met Mercy. If she has been here, I've never had the pleasure of meeting Mercy.
Okay, everyone roll for initiative, and if you want to say something, you're more than welcome to. Uh-oh, what'd you got?
I got a nat 20, and then plus 2, so 22 is... What am I doing? 22 is where Barb is, sorry.
Your language programming glitched out for a second.
Yeah, Barb has been, like, underground too much. It's not going well.
I like the idea that Barb, like, doesn't have an actual accent. She just puts it on for, like, aesthetic reasons.
She does choose this. She has chosen this life. 100%. It's like the same thing with like the wigs and stuff. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Jessica got an 18.
Not bad.
Strong. Look at
I know.
This.
Yeah. I know. I was like, wow.
Wow, what a difference from, I don't know, like a session ago.
Yeah. Everyone is rolling very similar numbers. It's kind of crazy.
I swear on my life.
So Joe has drawn the sword and Michelle has readied herself up as the raptors all go. And Barb, you are up first.
Yeah.
The raptors have freed you of your restraints.
All right. So, I forgot we don't have our weapons. That does change a thing or two. Barb is going to look around for the... Oh, well, what's her name? Jessamine?
Jessamine is dead on the ground.
Yes, but does she have a weapon?
She does. She has her two short swords. One is like fallen and one is still holstered.
I would like to grab one that's been fallen.
Okay.
And then I would like to use it.
On...
Oh no.
Bob is gonna like quickly grab the sword and she's gonna look over at Jess and be like, I know I said I probably wasn't gonna do this next time we were like met in the middle with like controversy and conflicts, but he just said no mercy and I don't see mercy here. She hasn't been here all day. So I think I'm just gonna have to do this. And with that, Bob is going to make an attack on Joe, and she would actually like to do a sweeping attack. When you hit a creature with a melee attack, you can spend one superiority die to attempt to hit another creature with the same attack who is within 5 feet.
Both the other reclaimers behind him are within 5 feet. They're adjacent.
That's really cute. What do they look like? Who looks meaner?
They both look like they're pretty fresh. Joe Jessamine and Stacy, honestly. It looks like they have taken a great deal of whatever has been going on here.
Okay. Where is Stacy?
Stacy is to your left. So basically, you guys are in like this passageway where all the cells are, with the stairs on your right and Stacy's desk at the far end on the left.
Got it.
And you're like in the middle right now. So Stacy's probably a good like 30 feet away, like a regular movement turn away.
Okay. Yeah, she's a little slow, I guess. I don't want to doubt her either, though. I'm not doubting her. I'm just stating fact. She takes a second.
Thank you okay. for believing in me.
You're welcome. I know. I believe you got this, girl.
Okay. This is a lot of conversation.
I'm a talker. Okay. So, let's try and attack Joe. Oh my gosh, I hate my life. Okay, anyway. Okay, so that's a 15 to hit.
Ooh, that does not cut it.
Okay, well, I'm going to try again because I can attack twice. Muy bueno. 22 to hit.
Yeah, that definitely hits.
Okay, thank you.
Go for it. Roll for damage.
I'm going to do the superiority dice first. That is a 1d8, by the way. That is a 6.
Ooh.
And the damage is a 4, so that's 10 damage.
Oh.
Hell yeah.
You bend down, you grab one of the short swords from Jessamine's body, and then you immediately thrust it forward, and you see Joe, like, sidesteps out of the way, but then you manage to bring it up in an arc from that extended position and glance it right across his chest. It kind of digs in under where the shoulder piece meets the chest piece.
Ooh.
And you see it's already kind of been weakened there. You see a lot of claw marks and like he's been taking a beating. So it kind of digs in and you hear the tearing of the flesh as he goes, ah!
Sorry.
He seems to be very, very badly injured. You say sorry, he goes, it's not okay. But as you're saying sorry, you finish drawing the sword and kind of like flick it at the end of the arc so that it chops into the guard behind him's neck.
Ooh.
And it carves in about halfway, like almost to the throat. And you see, he goes,
yeah, that's gonna leave a mark, buddy.
And this dude looks like he is like, if you breathe on him, he will die.
Nice.
So there you go. Seeing that, Joe is going to take in what is happening. He's gonna look to both his guards, the one that's bleeding, kind of not really care. I guess you're guessing he's probably seen a few people taken down at this point, and he's gonna go, kill them. And you see they like grip their weapons and are almost like inspired by this action, this voice that he gives them. As he then grips his sword in two hands and is coming at you with a heavy attack barb.
Fair, that's totally fair.
Are you kidding me?
Jess, you need to get out of here. Jess, if you didn't get it, you should go. You should, by the way. Real quick. One moment, Joe. Jess, I need you to leave.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
He raises the sword over his head and brings it down over you, missing. It clanks into the ground.
Ka-ching!
Oh. But then, in that kind of two-handed stance, he then sweeps it up from the ground. Oh my god, bro, this guy sucks. But he's gonna bring it up. Does a 13 hit you?
No, it doesn't. No, it does not.
He brings it up and tries to kind of slash you diagonally, but you see the hurt from where you have dug your sword into him kind of throws it off guard. It goes, ah! And is kind of thrown off aim. And yep, he misses his shots.
Yeah, you're going to want to get that checked out. 100%. 100%, my guy.
At this point, Michelle Crichton, she's there laughing, hair frazzled. And she goes, go, my pretties. Take some down. And you see the blink raptors blink out of existence. In her hands, you see she begins kind of like rotating and you see these lights begin to form in it as it becomes this kind of pink white fire.
That's hot.
And
come on, Michelle. You can do Michelle. Let's go. Come on, Michelle. You got this, girl. Let's go. Let's go. Come on, Michelle.
She gets a natural 20.
My girl.
You see the lights kind of begin to rotate in her arms. She like closes her fists and extends her arms. The lights go out and then they appear in a cube, catching all of the guards at once. And then they are outlined in that pink white light. And you get the feeling that attacks on them may be a little easier.
Nice.
Okay.
Jess, it is your turn.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Okay. Well, I guess we're doing this thing. Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to. You can just go.
So Jessica is going to go back to her roots, her heritage, and she's going to use some of her hex magic.
Ooh.
As a bonus action, once per long rest, she can cast a first level hex.
Okay.
You place a curse on a creature that you can see within range. Until the spell ends, you deal an extra 1d6 necrotic damage to the target whenever you hit it with an attack. Also, choose one ability when you cast the spell. The target has disadvantage on ability checks made with the chosen ability. If the target drops to 0 hit points before this spell ends, you can use a bonus action on a subsequent turn of yours to curse a new creature. A remove curse cast on the target ends the spell early. So the duration is concentration for up to an hour.
Whoa, okay.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so let's go with Joe.
Okay. And you see Joe is in this like pink white outline. He is bleeding pretty heavily from the upper torso. And then as you cast a spell on him, you see his eyes kind of roll back a little bit and he's like blinking like as if he has like this mind fog going on right now. And he's not looking too great.
And I am going to say that the stat that the hex affects is going to be wisdom.
Wisdom, okay.
Now for my action. I am going to cast Firebolt. So you see her wave her arms and hands around as flames start to appear at her fingertips, form a ball, and she shoots it towards Joe. It's an 11.
That does not hit.
Well, that's a gosh darn shame. I thought maybe that little light box that had appeared around it might help, but that 11 was certainly
sorry,
not
sorry,
enough.
Sorry. Good point.
Thank
Jessica,
God.
Roll this attack with advantage.
Ooh, we love to hear it.
Ooh,
a 23.
Whoa, yeah, that definitely hits. Roll for damage.
That's the spirit.
And then it does 10 damage, and then I have to roll the additional d6 from the hex. So it comes to 10 fire damage and 6 necrotic damage.
Nice. So you shoot the flames, they dissipate against the breastplate. Like you literally see the big bolt split into smaller bolts as it spreads out over his chest. But you are so focused on him. This light is kind of guiding you. You see the flames about to dissipate into thin air. You like reach out both hands, kind of twist them. And as the flames are behind him, you like draw them back together into one firebolt. He starts laughing at you, goes, nice try. As the firebolt returns to you like a boomerang and just scorches, you see it enters up like into his armor and he goes, ah, 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 as the white light lights up with actual flames. And he goes, ah, ah, and he starts trying to put the flames out. You see the skin begin to melt and he begins to cook in his armor and he goes, ah, ah, and you hear the clatter of armor as he hits the ground, dies.
Oh, dear me, that was just a, oh, gosh, where?
You say this, and you see the other reclaimers, the lesser reclaimers, for lack of a better word, are, like, shaking in their little reclaimer boots, and you hear the clinking of the armor as they're trembling, but the two of them look at each other. You see the third one finish making it down the stairs, and the one that is literally bleeding out of his neck kind of, like, looks at all of them. He realizes he does not have much time left. He is choking on his own blood and he goes, for Joe. And he's going to charge at you, Jessica.
Oh boy.
Oh shit, this sucks. Jessica, does a 5 hit you?
No.
The disrespect to even ask the question, I feel like.
I mean, no. Respect it absolutely, because wizards are not known for their AC.
Okay, I guess. Yeah. But even I knew. Come on, five.
The bleeding fucking guard goes and, like, thrusts a spear at you, Jessica, but he is so woozy and so out of it, so close to being dead, that it just doesn't even come close. He misses with the spear attack, and you see the other two guards kind of form up, and they, like, almost communicate silently as they look at each other, split their targets, and one goes for you, Barb, and one goes for Michelle.
Oh.
Jesus! I have not rolled above a 5 today, aside from initiative.
Yes! Good!
Barb, does a 4 hit you?
No, it does not.
Okay. Ooh. But a 15 does hit Michelle Crichton.
Ooh.
And you see the guard who just made it off the stairs thrusts a spear at Michelle in perfect unison with the other one. Barb, the spear, you manage to duck out of the way, but Michelle takes it right to the gut as she takes 7 points of damage.
Pretties! Now would be a good time!
As she puts her hands on the spear and just, like, wide-eyed stares at the guard and pulls it out of her own gut. And you see the blood gush out.
No.
Next up, Stacy. Stacy is gonna go... And you hear the sound of flesh kind of crawling your way. Barb, you are the closest to her. She is going to dash at you with fury and is now only 10 feet away from you.
I was about to say, I'm like, what does that really look like, though? Like, how
it's,
fast?
It's like,
dash
again,
flash.
Yeah, okay.
It's kind of like when you see the Venom symbiote, like, crawling on the ground. It's kind of like that.
That's kind of what I pictured. That's great. Okay.
Yeah, so the dash takes her 20 feet closer, but she was 30 feet away, so she's still 10 feet away. Which brings us back around to you, Barb.
Okay. See, my biggest thing is, like, I would love to attack... Well, here's... No, let me be honest. I would not love to attack Stacy. I wouldn't. I would hate that.
Oh.
Because Stacy is cool.
Sorry.
What? Don't you dare. What?
Barb, since your turn just started and you are within 20 feet of Stacy...
I'm gonna kill you.
You hear the gibbering.
So... This isn't right.
Please roll a wisdom saving throw for me.
I just don't like the noises. Like, I'm like, look, just eat me, whatever. Just the noises I don't like. That's a 15.
Okay, you're fine.
Oh, okay. Okay, Barb is going to disregard Stacy kind of coming after, and she's going to deal with the reclaimer standing right in front of her. So she's going to take a short sword and make a... double attack at this non-bleeding reclaimer.
Okay.
That is a 17 to hit.
Woo! Yeah, it's gonna hit him.
Hell yeah. Okay. So 2 4s, so 8.
Okay, not bad. So this guard has just come at you with a spear. It has lunged at you. You duck out of the way and then grab your sword and slice him up the middle. You actually manage to knock off one of the smaller pieces of plate mail on the way up, like around the abdomen region.
Nice.
And you see that the tip of your sword glances into his gut and then back out. And, like, blood splatters upwards a little bit on your face, Barb, as he is looking in very bad shape as well. He goes, whoa! And you begin to see a little bit of one of the intestines, like, inching out of his gut. And he looks like he is almost as bad as the really fucked up guard.
Nice. Okay. Very good. So after Barb pulls this short sword up and out of his gut and she sees that intestine poking out a little bit, she's just going to go ahead and try and jab at the same exact spot and hope it does the job.
Okay.
And by job, I mean kill. Okay. Thank you. 3 is 19.
That hits.
Amazing.
You do not need to roll for damage. I'm assuming your modifier is 2 or higher, no?
Yes!
Describe how you kill this guard.
All right, so Bob, again, having seen that bit of intestine poke out, she's going to stab right back in there and slash open just to kind of, I hate to paint this picture for you, but kind of just seeing all the intestines, I would say, rush out. God, hopefully falling to his knees. Boom, boom, bam.
And he looks at, like, the one reclaimer that's bleeding out the neck. He looks at the other reclaimer that's currently okay. He goes, Mark, just fucking run. And he falls to the ground, out for the count, and you see tears begin streaming down the reclaimer who is trying to hold his neck shut.
Is that Mark, or is Mark the one that attacked Michelle?
Mark is the one that attacked Michelle.
Okay.
Next up is Michelle, and Michelle is gonna go, ugh! She's holding her kind of her, like, wound in her gut, and she goes, very well. And she grabs Mark, like, in an embrace, and kisses him deeply.
Ooh.
And then...
the kiss of death.
So she grabs Mark in an embrace, one hand across his metal plate mail back, another on his metal plate mail shoulder, and gives him a deep, deep kiss. And as she's kissing him, you see Mark is wide-eyed and confused. But you can see from behind her hands start to glow an orangey red. And you see the white plate mail armor begin to glow an orangey red as well as it begins to heat up like a hot iron in a coal. And you see the whole armor begin to glow red and you hear the sound of sizzling along Mark's back as he goes, And you see the burn marks start to crawl up the neck as he passes out and falls onto the ground. And Michelle drops him, his armor still glowing red hot.
Good God.
Now the one guard is just looking at you, holding his neck, and he goes, He begins trying to tactically retreat. However, at this point, you see out of nowhere, a blink yes. raptor just appear and pounce on him and bites into the already severed neck, tearing out his trachea. And the final reclaimer falls to the ground, dead, as the raptor begins to munch on it.
I told you they were hungry. I told you.
Next up are the other two blink raptors. They're just going to blink into existence and look at Stacy, and then look at all of you, and look back to Stacy, and then run at her.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to say something, you can.
I mean, they confiscated the necklace, right?
They did confiscate the necklace.
Yeah, yeah. So I can't really... I mean, I could try communicating with them, I suppose, but...
The bond might still be there, even without the necklace, Jess. The bond is from within, damn it.
Yeah, I know within, the bond is from within, but I just guess I don't... It would be nice to not have the responsibility on my shoulders of making this decision. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's fair. I think Michelle...
You see Michelle is smiling.
Yep.
Yeah, well, Jessica's just gonna not say anything.
Bob is gonna make a way over to Michelle and kind of hold down that where she's bleeding from, just to apply some pressure on it while I guess the raptors make their way towards Stacy, and she's just really gonna try not to look because, you know, she kind of likes Stacy.
Yeah, you do that and you see the raptors charge at Stacy. Both of them leap up into the air, land on her as she is trying to crawl her way towards you, and begin digging in at her with their claws, each of them getting two very good gashes in. You see one of the mouths actually gets cut off as they deal 35 points of damage to Stacy. Stacy is bleeding out of her mouth and eyes, and she is still crawling towards you going... She looks like she is not doing very well at all. However, it is then Jessica's turn.
So Jessica, as a bonus action, you see her point her hand open-palmed towards the corpse of Joe, and the purple light that she had sent of the hex towards him returns to her hand, and she brings her hands together, puts it into a ball, and shoots it over to Stacy.
Yep.
Bestowing the hex on Stacy.
And Stacy is cursed. And she goes, why are you doing this?
You know, I'm not entirely sure. And Jessica then takes that beat, takes a moment, and then she prepares a firebolt and shoots it towards Stacy.
Okay.
Does a 22 hit?
It definitely does.
Okay.
Yet the feeling Stacy does not have very many defenses at the moment.
The firebolt does 5 fire damage, and then the hex does an additional 4 necrotic damage.
We see the firebolt blast on Stacy. You see it burns one of the mouths. It kind of sears it shut. And then that purple glow kind of seeps in. And you see Stacy's flesh turn a little grayer as it seems to literally die a little bit. Stacy is up now. Stacy finishes her movement. She is now adjacent to you, Barb. She goes,
I'll tell my giblets. I love them.
You see the ground around Stacy begin to become dough-like as you lose your footing and you feel that you have a hard time kind of standing here. Jess and Barb, roll strength saving throws for me.
Oh no.
Hey.
One of my worst saving throws, actually. The worst saving throw I have.
Oh,
gods.
That's a 19 for Barbara.
And that's a 3 for Jessica.
No!
Jessica, your feet sink into the doughy-like ground and you kind of lose your footing. And you get the feeling that you will not be able to move next turn as you're kind of caught up in this doughiness. At the same time, Stacy's gonna go,
this is for Deblamy,
and is going to try to bite you, Barb. Holy fuck, these rolls suck. Does a 4 hit you? No, it doesn't.
No.
Okay, good for you. As she takes a bite at you, the mouth like falls off. The raptors are still on her, like digging and biting at you. The little piece of flesh falls. You see some teeth scatter on the ground, and she goes, and she spits a big chemical glob, and it explodes at your feet, Barb, between you and Jessica, in a blinding flash of light. Please make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, okay.
Barb or both of us?
Both of you. Actually, everyone.
Oh my god. My dex saving throw is a 3.
Barb got a 7.
Okay, Barb and Jessica, you are both blinded as this, like, flashbang basically goes off.
Ow!
Oh, jeez. Ah, golly. Oh, good thing she makes a lot of noise.
Barb, it is your turn.
Okay, well, but I can't see. Ah! Shit. What do I can't freaking see, man. Barb's eyes, you can see they just kind of, like, because she sometimes likes to change the colors of them because she can, and it's spicy.
Mm-hmm.
They just are now white. They're glowing white because she, and, like, some colors are, like, flashing in front, but nothing sticks because girly can't see. She just can't see. Barb is going to try and, like, feel on the floor around her for, like, Jess, I guess.
You feel the doughy floor around you. Uh-huh. And then you kind of feel Jess's foot.
I feel Jess's foot?
Yeah.
And Barbara's gonna just start to try to pull to get her out of doughy dough floor while blind.
Roll a strength check for me.
21.
Okay, Jessica, you feel Barb's arms grab you and, like, stand you back up on not doughy floor.
Oh, I recognize those arms anywhere. Hey, girlfriend.
Hey, hi. Okay, come on.
Oh, okay, yeah. Let me lift my feet a bit.
There we go.
Yeah.
Good, okay. Good. Okay.
It is now Michelle Crichton's turn, and you do not see, but you hear her kind of calmly walk over and go, Kitty, you'll have to die here. We certainly won't. And she just waits as she knows the raptors are still on her. It is their turn next.
Oh my gosh.
And honestly, this is probably a foregone conclusion, but let's see how this goes.
Fucking grim.
Yeah.
Grim. That's what that
is. Stacy's toast is getting really burnt.
Yeah.
Toast.
Woo.
Really,
okay.
As the raptors dig their claws further into her fleshy flesh, she's trying to, like, bite them off, but she can't really, and she's screaming. She's
what did I do to deserve this?
And you hear the raptors taking bites.
I just wanted to do good.
Gotta hit us with that at the end. Jeez Louise.
As they manage to bore into her flesh and leave, like, these big gaping wounds as this pile of mouths kind of falls apart.
We're halfway there.
Fly me to the moon, 'cause I really wanna go.
Wait. Are we gonna get back?
This is the Halftime Ad with Nikki B.
Hey everybody, it's Nikki B.
I gotta tell you, things been real going real swell here at Nikki B headquarters. New Year's off to a hell of a start. I am just crushing my goals for the new year. My New Year's resolutions, let's see here. Increase my bench press, check. Learn to salsa dance. A checo, poor favor. I am just blazing through these, but I gotta tell you, you know, I know it's like new year, new Nikki me, but I'm really tired. I'm
not sleeping so much. It's because I'm out of damn coffee.
I mean, for Christ. You know, where can I find some sustainably sourced, delicious, Colombian women-owned farmed coffee at a totally reasonable price? It's...
We do that. We do that on the show. There's... We have an ad for that. We have a sponsor. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Nephew, are you not going to have any coffee this morning?
You see, Uncle, about the coffee, I've been trying to cut back recently, and I think I'm going...
Oh, good one, nephew.
Why are you laughing?
Wait, waiter, please. One coffee for my nephew. Lots of sugar.
I said I'm cutting back. No, that won't be necessary. No coffee today.
What? You're serious?
Yes, I'm very serious, and it's going quite well. I've gone 24 hours without coffee.
But, nephew, they serve Geek Grind here.
What? That's my favorite type of coffee.
Why would you want to cut back on caffeine? Especially caffeine that comes from women-owned farms in Colombia. Sorry, Fantasy Colombia.
Oh, God. No, I can fight it.
Oh, don't fight it, nephew. They also serve the Dragon's Roast Dark Fire Blend.
The Dragon's Roast? Oh, God. I need it!
Wait, nephew, no. I'm sorry. I should be more mindful of your goals. But I happened to stop by earlier the other day, and they have Horde of the Dragon hot chocolate.
No, they do not.
They do? Hot chocolate. Caffeine-free. Not only is it caffeine-free, it is double chocolate, instant hot chocolate mix.
Well, no caffeine. I think I could do that as a substitute, maybe.
Yes, look. And he reaches over the counter and goes, hey, you can't do that. And he grabs the bag of the hot chocolate mix and, like, pulls out the powder and, like, runs it up against your face. He says, just take a whiff of that, nephew. Come here. Tell me that's not the most decadent double chocolate Horde of the Dragon hot chocolate mix you've ever had in your life.
That is the most decadent double chocolate hot chocolate I've ever smelled in my life.
All right, waiter! How many, nephew?
Five.
Five! Five Horde of the Dragons! You know what? Make it 10. Five for you, five for me.
Thank you, Uncle.
Of course. You are footing the bill, are you not?
Footing the bill? How much is this gonna cost me?
Oh, don't worry, nephew. We're here at the famous tavern, geekgrindcoffee.com/drimbus. Odd name for a tavern, I know, but here's a little secret. When you go to check out, you just whisper into the waiter's ear a special code, Drimbus. And you instantly get 20% off your order.
Special code Drimbus for 20% off the order?
Certainly, nephew. And they don't just serve you here. Why, you could order all sorts of hot chocolate, coffees, teas. You can even get a monthly subscription if you so desire.
I see. Waiter, come here.
Now, nephew, I wanted to speak to you quickly. I've been working on some designs for the Edgeworth and Phelps business card. And
Ah, That is what I'm talking about. That is some good shit. You better, Nikki, believe it. I am feeling so much Nikki better. That is Geek Grind Coffee, and it's 20% off with code DRIMBUS at geekgrindcoffee.com/DRIMBUS, people. That's right. Thank you to Jerry Benetados, Queso Loco, Greta Beignet, Alejandro Lopez, Ace Andrews, Thomas Murphy, Regina Russell, Salty, Adrian Bundy, Sam Olivos, Jordan Cobb, The Unnamed Rogue, John Gillette, Chloe G, Con Air on DVD, NB Star, Doubtful Guest, Michael Richters, Davis Walden, Denny, Dewdrop, Myth Mouse, Will Woodwall, Callie Wolf, Brandon M. Bishop, Bridge, Twiglets, Joanna, Westberger, Stan Sitzman, Scrambles the Death Dealer, Aaron Adams, Nathan Mesnard, Rue Thanatos, Morgan Lawson, Olivia Hill, Wilhelm Fox, Trip, and Carrie Holmes. How'd I do that time? Pretty good. Pretty good with my coffee, with my Geek Grind coffee. All right. Here, I'm going to make you one, but you're going to have to take it to go because the episode's coming back. All right, here, go.
And at this point, the blindness begins to wear off. You see Michelle Crichton, like, kind of covered in blood, wipes some of it off her face and goes and starts petting down one of the blink raptors and goes, very good, my princess, very good.
Well done, you three. And Jessica will also go and give the raptors a little pet.
So, Miss Felcher?
Hi there.
What the fuck happened?
You know, that's a great question. I was going to ask you the same thing because we've been
I was told detained. You were going to defend me and help me get off in front of the public, help clear my name so that I may do my work freely. Clearly,
get
that
off
did not
in front
happen.
Of the public. My goodness, that would not be suitable for anyone to be doing.
Michelle stares at you like she is not in the mood for jokes.
Sorry.
All right. I guess not. Not
wanted to ease
time.
The tension there.
Yeah, that's fair. Michelle, sorry. Barb is, like, just really rubbing her eyes. Okay. Sorry. Look. Sometimes plans change. Obviously not our intention.
I knew I never should have left my island. I was safe over there. You fucked all of this up.
Oh, would you please save it, okay? Just save it, all right?
Look, you're telling me to save it?
Yes, save it.
If it weren't for me, you would still be locked in that cell.
Yes, thank you so much, okay? Thank you. We appreciate that. Now let's just get out of here before we get thrown back in there and cause any more stupid damage.
How did the trial go anyway?
Terribly, I lost.
Oh. Were they bringing you back down here to put you in a cell again?
Yes.
Oh.
If it weren't for my raptors, I wouldn't have escaped.
Did you call the raptors?
I guess they were here. They must have seen me because one of them kind of blinked in, gave me a little hint, and then once I knew they were there, yeah, I called them on.
Wow. Well, that's incredibly lucky, and I'm very glad that happened.
Oh, we're not done, by the way.
What?
There's more upstairs. I took out a good number of them. In fact, I was on my way out. I was basically out the door, and for some reason, they insisted on coming back down here.
Well, that's very sweet of them, and Jessica gives them a nice kind of continuing pet.
Yeah, it begins to nuzzle up at you, and you see Michelle looks at it, snaps her fingers, and goes, eh! And, like, points to her side, and you see the raptor, like, runs up to Michelle's side.
Does it seem to do it reluctantly, or, like...
It seems to, like, almost not even think about it, but the raptor does, like, look at you once it's at her side, and kind of, like,
okay,
with somewhat loving eyes.
Is there a way that Jessica can kind of suss out, like, how Michelle is doing physically?
Yeah, roll an insight check. Or I guess a medicine check?
All right, the medicine check is a 19.
Okay, you get the feeling that Michelle has definitely seen better days. Like, honestly, if something big were to land a couple hits on her, she'd probably be out. But it does not look like she is in dire straits at the moment.
Okay, well, I mean, listen, I really do appreciate, and Jessica's kind of, like, dusting herself off, trying to, like, get herself to look, you know, a little bit more presentable. And as she's doing that, she's going to kind of subtly point to Barbara and send her a message.
Okay, if she's lost and she was breaking us out, we could kill her and then get on the good side of things again. But I don't know if that's the right call.
But yeah, you know, I do really appreciate you coming back for us and everything. And I let's take a moment to figure out the game plan here. You said there's more upstairs?
Yes, not many. I took most of them out.
How many? And in response to Jessica, Bob would say, it might put us in good graces with these people, but at the same time, I don't think they love the whole killing idea, and I also don't think Haggy would love this. Not to say that I love what she's done, anyway. How many are up there, would you say?
Yes, I don't have an exact count. I know we killed at least 2 or 3 upstairs. There's a number of reclaimers left. Most of the jury is still intact as well.
Wait, what time is it?
I don't know. Early evening?
So there's still, like, people? Like, normal people upstairs?
Yes, my case just finished. I was just declared guilty.
Oh.
What was the sentence that was carried out after you were labeled as guilty, dear?
Well, they were going to sentence me to life in the dungeon. Basically, indentured servitude is what you condemned me to. Numerous different projects to help recompense for the damage I've done whilst living in a cell.
Wow, that is...
On sovereign land, mind you, no one has jurisdiction over my island. But no, I trusted you and you brought me here and you let me down. If it weren't for my work, my creations, as she, like, grabs the raptors, then I'd be a prisoner.
Well... You can take that up with Haggy, because she's the one that wanted you off the island, okay?
Anyways, are you ready?
To go?
Yes.
Let me just kind of look around and see if any of my belongings are down here, and Jessica's going to kind of take a look to see if any of her stuff is down here. She's not necessarily expecting to find her stuff down here, but she's buying a little bit more time to think things through.
Roll an investigation for me.
Okay.
And then as you do that, you see Michelle goes, all right. How are you doing, pretties? And she, like, looks over the raptors. She checks their feathers. 2 of them are pretty heavily bloodied. And she goes, all right. You will blink out. I'll call you in on command. And she holds a hand up, and you see this black vapor begin to emanate off of it. And she goes, all right, to help get us through. And she, like, shoves her hand in her face and inhales. And you see her veins kind of turn a little black as it refills with what looks like some necrotic semblance of life.
All right, Jessica's investigation was a 10.
Okay. Yeah, you do not find anything. You can find the stuff that is on the reclaimers, but it all seems to be standard fare.
Jessica's going to be, like, taking a look around. She's going to point subtly at Barbara and go, okay, what do you think? Do we go back to Haggy with our gal here in tow, or?
Yeah, I think that's kind of our only option right now, I think. I don't know.
I mean.
We were meant to take her back to the lighthouse. So we're doing a job. Maybe just.
Are you ready yet? I don't think you're going to find much down here.
Yeah, sorry. Just, you know, trying to be thorough. I mean, recovering from blindness, it takes a bit more time to find things around here. And Jessica finishes the conversation with Barbara with, yeah, okay. Seems like the most straightforward way to go.
And with that, Barbara's gonna bend down, grab another short sword just so that she has 2. And she'll mosey on over to Michelle and say, okay, I guess let's do this.
All right.
Do we want to walk out of here?
Wait, oh!
Do
you need your mirror for that spell to do that thing where we can just, like, you see the place and then we go there? Can we? Am I explaining it well? I don't know how you do your magic stuff. It's the thing that got us here in the first place, how we popped in, you know, without...
Oh, yeah, my dimension door spell.
That one.
Reclaimers! How's it going down there? Hello?
You hear this, like, slightly distant voice coming from the top of the stairs going,
oh no.
No, Barb quickly is going to try and remember Joe's voice and then respond back up, be like, all taken care of. We're just cleaning up the mess. We'll be right up.
Roll a performance check for me? Yeah, that's more than deception. That's performance.
That's performance. That's a 17.
I don't know if I can... aid it uh-huh. with using minor illusion to make it sound more like Joe's voice?
Sure. Let's say you cast a minor... You, like, manipulate the sound waves as they fly through the air to gruffen them up a little bit. And you hear a, oh, good, we're just taking care of...
Wait. Really?
Yep.
Huh. They did it. Guys, they did it. Wait. No way. Really?
Everyone needs to get out of the courthouse immediately, though.
Roll a performance check for me.
It's pretty gross.
I'll assist again. I'll keep assisting with minor illusion. I don't know if that gives you advantage or...
Yeah, advantage.
They'll give me advantage? Thank God. Okay, that's another 17. That's a not natural 20.
He says to get out of the courthouse. All right, everyone, just... You guys step outside. And,
That's Q's voice. That's Q. Oh, my God.
I don't like this.
Okay, Hey, Martin, are you good still?
Yeah, I'm okay.
No!
Could you and the hammers take everyone outside? I'm gonna help clean up. It's probably not a good look down there, so we'll come down and just get everyone to safety just in case, alright?
No, Dad, let me stay and help. We don't know what these people are up to.
No, son. Please, just step outside for now, just at least outside the courthouse. All right, yeah, okay, thanks.
So you're hearing all of this going on if you want to take any action during this time.
Jessica's assuming that our stuff is in those cages in the bursar's office.
It's not a terrible assumption.
Is that 500 feet away?
It ostensibly would be 500 feet away, but it's at like a diagonal, like with an elevation change. So you better hope you get this right.
Unless you're stuck in the floor.
Yeah.
Good God.
Michelle turns back to you and she goes, all right, I see more of them coming down. And you see she begins to kind of like twirl her fingers.
Okay, wait.
And this light appears. What?
My dimension door spell can only take one other person and myself 500 feet. That is the max we got here. So it's not great.
All right.
For this. But you and I need to get our stuff. Michelle, do you have your stuff?
I didn't have anything. You apprehended me.
Oh. Okay, true. Yeah, I suppose,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Okay. Should Jess and I just pop up there? Michelle, would you be able to hide and then with the raptors, have them blink out until the reclaimers come down, have all the cells opened, and then have them blink back in, push the reclaimers into the cells, lock them up?
I cannot blink in and out of
Not you, systems. No. You hide. You would hide. But you would have the raptors blink through the blinking.
Where would I hide?
There's so many places. Look, and Bob's like turning. She's like, look at all the cells. Just don't lock yourself
all right,
in.
Alright, yes, I can hide. So you want me to hide in front of the cells and try to lock the reclaimers in the cells?
Yeah, yes.
I suppose I could do that.
Yeah.
Maybe
and
kill
I mean,
one of them on the way.
If things get bad, just yell for us and I mean, when in doubt, blink raptors are hungry, I feel like, majority of the time, so.
Alright. You like that, pretties?
They blink back into existence.
Okay, just... If you don't have to, try not to. If you can just lock them up, that might just be our best bet of getting out of here.
This raises an issue. You're leaving witnesses, aren't you?
You want us to kill everybody, Michelle?
I mean, why not? Survival of the fittest, am I right?
You do what you need to do down here. We're gonna grab our stuff.
Understood.
Just come up as soon as you're done with whatever you choose to do.
All right.
Hey, Joe, We got most of the people out there. They're on their way out. I'm coming down to give you a hand.
And you begin to hear footsteps coming down the stairs.
Jessica immediately grabs Barbara and casts Dimension Door 500 feet diagonally towards the bursar's office to land right past the doorway where she had landed previously.
So here's what we're going to do. You've been locked up for a little while, so what I'm going to have you do is roll a history check to see if you can visualize the interior well. It's not going to be terribly hard because you have done it before, but obviously it's been a second, so...
I believe in you, Jess.
It's a 16 for the history check. Thank God.
Okay, you cast Dimension Door and you see it cast on the floor. You will have to go through it to find out if it works. As you hear a,
Joe?
I jump in with Barbara to go through the portal before he can see us.
This has been Your Honor. Your Honor features the vocal talents of Michael Pisani as Jessica Feltra and Amanda Fernandez Acosta as Barbara. The rest of the world is voiced by your DM, Giancarlo Herrera. This episode was edited and sound designed by Giancarlo Herrera. If you'd like to support the show, consider checking out the links in the show notes or go to patreon.com/drimbus. Our patrons get access to exclusive perks like our After the Show show after the Drimbus, free exclusive merch, bonus series, and the chance to create items for the show or have NPCs named after you. Oh, and don't forget to tweet using hashtag Drimbus to be entered to win a free Dungeons & Drimbus sticker. Thank you so much for listening, and I do declare, I'll see you all next week.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hey, Dad, I've got a question for you, and it makes me really frustrated.
Mikey, the stars are wrong.
He jumped 2.5 times farther than we were supposed
to. He's not a robot, right?
He's an AI.
They used you, yes, but they used me worse.
I want to go home!
How many minutes are in a while?
Ask Your Father is available anywhere you get podcasts. Find out more at GideonMedia.com.